وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمته وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at traits and virtues that we human beings need to adopt in order to deal with one another in a proper way, in a way where we don't oppress one another or transgress against one another. There are a number of things that we need to have. The list is long, so obviously we need to stay with the most basic ones that the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt have told us about. Being good to other people requires generosity. And also, generosity is a very, very generic term. It could mean many things. We can be generous in many things. But I want to be generous in terms of actually giving, actually being nice to people, trying to help other people, trying to be more... How should I say the word? When it comes to their needs, you are the first to jump and help them out, whether it's financially or others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when He created mankind, He made them in a way where they are, let's say, brothers and sisters. We all come from Adam and Eve, right? So we go back to the same tree, to the same parents. So we need to have that brotherhood between us. And brotherhood means that we are generous to one another. So when Allah says, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُم مِّن ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى created you from a male and female, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعَبًا وَقَبَائِلًا and we made you tribes and nations. Why? لِتَعَارَفُوا so you can get to know one another. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عَنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ the best of you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who are what? Who are pious, and piety means applying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told me and you to apply. And one of them is to be generous to one another. Allah says, لِتَعَارَفُوا, to get to know one another. When I get to know you, you get to know me, we create a bond. And through that bond, we get to help one another, not kill one another. Now, what we see in the media, actually the opposite. They're trying to keep us away from one another. They're giving us brands, names, borders, and so many things, and even languages, they're using that against us. Why? So we can kill one another. So we can go to war against one another. So they're creating boundaries between us. Allah says, no, no, no. You're different in color, different in language, different in looks, different in so many things. It's just because I want you guys to get to know one another. Create a better environment for yourself, not to harm one another. So generosity to human beings, being generous to other people in terms of giving them, in terms of helping them, and in terms of even getting to know them as a form of generosity, is a form of giving, is required from a believing man and a believing woman. Before we continue talking, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We said generosity is required in order for us to be better human beings and deal with one another in a better way. Another thing that we need to keep in mind when we deal with other human beings is that we shouldn't take too much pride in who we are or what we have over other people. Especially when it comes to, for example, nationalism, right? So I think that I and my nation and my country better than the rest. And this is goes across the board. Every country thinks they are God's chosen people. The reality is, contrary to what Allah says, Allah says, you both or all of you are created for male and female. And there's no one better amongst you. You're all the same. You will differ only in what? In taqwa. In piety, in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are more obedient, those who are more pious, they are elevated a status higher. But the reality is you're both the same. So why should I label myself by my country or by my authenticity and I say I am better than the rest? Based on what? And sometimes even in our modern day, you see a lot of countries in the world, they have educated the people to hate other races, even to hate the skin of other races, which is a problem. In some countries in the West, if you're blonde and you have blue eyes, then you're accepted. But if you're dark and brown or black, then you're rejected. You're looked at as an illegal immigrant. But if you're brown, but if you have like blue eyes and blonde hair, then you looked at as a legal immigrant. And you guys seen it this recent Ukraine-Russia war, and you saw how discrimination was done by some countries against the Muslims from the Middle East and Africa. And when it comes to the Ukrainians, they said, well, no, these guys are from us. They are, you know, they have blue eyes and blonde hair. The rest don't. Literally, they said these words. Literal words, not metaphorically. So we say that is the lowest we can think of in terms of morality can sink in, the lowest level that you try to discriminate between people based on the color of their eyes, the color of their skin, or the color of their hair. Allah says, no, ya ayyuha nas, all people. He's not talking to a specific group or a specific nation or a specific country. He's talking to all of us. I should never think that I am better than others. Now, obviously, some races or some countries or the people of the countries, they might possess different skills. They might possess different traits that other nations don't have. Fair enough, but that's not a point of pride. For example, when you look at other, they do this every year, they choose the most generous nations or countries in the world. So, for example, if country A is the most generous, the people are very generous, it doesn't mean that they should use the generosity by calling everyone else stingy. No, it's a trait good for you. You have a good trait, excellent. But we should not differentiate upon one another. So when it comes to pride and nationalism, we should keep it to minimum. Actually, it should not even exist to begin with. If we look at our human beings and our fellow human beings and other brothers and faiths in that same look, that there's no difference in between us, then this place, this world will be a much happier and better place. We will leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله